get this party started.
Let's do it.
I'll go ahead and call the Recreation Committee meeting to order. It is August 7th. It's 9 o'clock a.m. and all committee members are present. Meeting was notified with accordance to Freedom of Information Act. Second item is the previous month's minutes of May 7th, my boy's birthday.
Yes.
So, is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Citizens' comments? Nobody here right now besides Jim Rye?
Is this on, Marie?
I can't get it to come on, but the don't worry about it.
James Rye, 3904 Cameron Boulevard, Isle of Palms, full-time resident taxpayer on the island. I think the rec center has set the bar very high for what a city-owned property can look like. And given all the rain, it's been a challenge, but the city ought to be really proud with how the city property looks at the rec center. If only the other city properties could look as good as the rec center, our city parking lots in the Isle of Palms Marina. You know, it takes a team effort, and the rec team does a good job, and they sometimes make it look easy, but it's a team effort down there, and they really do a good job. And you can, and it shows in the team effort down there with the way the rec center looks down there. I think with a little bit of effort, our front beach parking lots could look a little bit nicer, a couple loads of rocks to fill in the big pothole down there behind Station 1, and then a little bit of trimming around the bumpers so people can see where to park so we can maximize the number of parking spots down there. And with the city administrator retiring, Linda Tucker, we're losing a historical wealth of information and knowledge, and one of her favorite sayings that I will always remember is, the city doesn't take time to celebrate its victories, its accomplishments, and its achievements enough. Well, the rec center deserves a pat on the back and a you know, job well done down there. And I think with the Sunday afternoon opening up, I think you're going to see the trend line even go even higher with the use down there on Sundays. You know, we have the asset 24/7, and I think it's great that they're thinking outside the box, and we're going to have some Sunday participation down there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
It is so nice down there.
It is. I mean, I'm digging it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an effort.
A lot of those other concerns, we'll forward that to Real Property, where a lot of that stuff goes on, although the rest of the city really manages it, but make sure they're on top of it as well. Okay, moving on. Departmental report.
Okay, you should have a report in front of you. We are transitioning into the fall programs, which will all begin in September. I know this is a little early, but this is August. Our new activity guide should probably be out next week. That'll have all the classes, but I've listed the classes that will be offered beginning in September. A lot of those went through the summer, but a lot of them did not. Of course, like the ballet and the little children's classes, those start back up. They all don't happen in the summertime. Our I Am Artist class that we've held for a while has changed to Giggling Artist. Our instructor is so creative. So that'll start in September. Our gymnastics, our little yoga, mini minnows, Mommy and Daddy and Me, Science with Sam, all those will start back in September, along with our IOP kids. Our athletics, our adult athletics, the registration has been going on through the summer, and things should start up the end of August, 1st of September. That would be our adult softball, 3-on-3 basketball, 6v6 soccer, and our adult table tennis league. Our youth soccer registration began July the 23rd. I don't have those numbers with me. People are still registering for that. But those games will start 1st of September. The parent-player meetings will begin August the 30th. Our Jim Rye mentioned the Sunday afternoon. We are having new signage made. It'll be in our activity guide. It'll be on our website. We'll also put it on social media. But beginning September the 6th, the gym's going to be open on Sundays from 1 to 5. And I said adults only 16 older, but it's actually 18 years and older. That's my fault. From 1 to 3 will be the adult play, and that will be full court play. There's rules that will be posted in the gym. I shared those rules with you, I think, at our last meeting. And then from 3 to 5 will be the family half court play, or table tennis, or, you know, that, mm-hmm. what we call open gym.
Oh, you know, there's actually, it says Saturdays on the report.
You're right, it does. Sundays. Well, one says Sunday, one says Saturday. But it is Sunday.
Yeah.
I will correct that and get that copy to Marie. Summer camps, what a summer. I'm exhausted. But it was great. Our Summershine Camp went great. Last week was the last week of it. But just to make it more exciting, the Rec Center, we had athletic camps going on the same time we had Camp Summershine, and we still had classes going on. So we were pretty busy. With our Rising Star, I put the numbers here, Rising Star Basketball Camp, we had 64 in that. Girls, the first volleyball camp, we had 25, which I think is the max. Tiny tennis, we had 7, the max is 7. Because sometimes the numbers seem small, but that's the maximum number that we can accommodate in those classes. So that's why I wanted to put that there so you would know. This week is our Get Your Spike On Volleyball Camp. We have 30 registered, it's full, and we have a waiting list. And then our acting camp started this week. And then we have Life Is But a Canvas Camp, which is an art camp. That will start August the 13th. Our special events, our employee wellness program continues. We had a meeting July the 26th to talk about our wellness fair, which is coming up in September. Our sand sculpting competition went great. That was June the 9th. Our beach run, we had more participants than we've ever had. We had over 400 this year. Our half rubber tournament is Saturday, August the 18th. And our, like I said, our wellness fair is the 21st. You all should have received some information from Wynette mm-hmm. about the blood work with that. Mm-hmm. So please get that in if you're interested in doing that. This is an opportunity that you don't get very often. East Cooper Hospital offers this blood work to the employees. This is a $400 or $500 mm-hmm. expenditure if you had to go to a doctor's office and have this done. So please take advantage of that. The community, they offer free glucose screening for the community. And last year they had over 50 folks to sign up for that. And then we also had walk-ins. Once again, Harris Teeter will be there to provide shots. Make sure you bring your insurance card. But they'll have flu shots, they'll have Tdap, which is your tetanus shots. If you haven't had a tetanus shot in 10 years, I would recommend that you do that. Yeah.
Good call.
And also for old people, they have the pneumonia shot.
Now my question is this, for the old people,
yes.
Is that the new pneumonia vaccine?
I have to ask them. I mean, it's from the pharmacy, so I would assume so. I did ask about the shingles,
mm-hmm.
the new shingles vaccine, and that's on back order.
I know, for everybody.
So if they can get it, they will have it there.
Okay.
So it depends on how many times you want to get shot up.
I understand.
but bring your insurance card. If they have it available, they will bring it.
Okay.
We've talked to them.
Nora, can I back us up just a quick? I just have a
Absolutely.
Quick question about the sand sculpting
sure.
competition. Do we have the judges that are doing that? Is there anyone from the city, like you or someone from your department, or the
they
mayor?
Are architects
oh
that do the judging.
Cool.
They're from the AIA group in
okay.
Charleston.
Gotcha.
That do the judging.
All right.
Very professional.
Are they like sponsor does the AIA sponsor it?
They do.
Okay.
They help sponsor.
Nice.
Along with a lot of, I didn't list all the sponsors, but a lot of the businesses give certificates, and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. a lot of the prizes are donated.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I mean, we're sort of a sponsor as well, right?
Well, yeah,
no,
we actually put on the event.
Exactly. I think it would be nice uh-huh. if someone from the city was
well, we can do
a
that.
Participating judge. I know that we
yeah.
don't have the credentials, but we've got the beach experience.
Rob Fowler oftentimes is a judge as well. But yeah. I mean, we can do that.
Are you volunteering?
I would love to, but I think there's probably people that would.
I think that would be a
higher up than mine.
Yeah, we can certainly have someone from the community. I don't have an issue with that.
Even if we, I don't know how we, even if we did something with the community to get people engaged and say, every time you attend a beach cleanup, you get an entry to be a judge or something, you know.
Yeah. That's an easy challenge.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, that's easy.
And it came up just because I had people asking me, like, we were out there, at the time, and they're like, how come you aren't judging? I don't know who judges, actually.
And that might be a good thing.
It is.
Some people aren't happy when they don't win.
Right.
Good question, but yeah, we can do that.
That makes me think of the Halloween
costume.
Who did, like, I forget who.
We just pull people out of the audience. The Exchange Club have done it.
There's some pressure on that too. There's probably more pressure on that.
Well, the Easter egg hunt, Halloween Carnival is a little bit different because we don't get first, second, third.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is first, second, and third, and it's most architectural, most creative, and best show. I mean, this is a huge deal.
There's a little more.
The Halloween, I try to take the competition out of it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we do the top three in every age group, and then everybody gets something anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just, you just don't want to be that competitive.
Right.
Competition sometimes gets ugly.
Right.
And, we don't need to go there. We're recreation. We want everybody smiling, not crying. So, but yeah, it's all community people with the Halloween Carnival. I think we finished with the wellness fairs, unless you have questions about that. The Connect Run's coming up October the 6th. Of course, like Ghostly Tide Tales, Halloween Carnival, our Holiday Street Festival. I know it seems way ahead of time, but we're working on all of this right now. And then some miscellaneous work. We've always done this, just so you realize that even though we are at the recreation, we do help out in other areas around the city. We're working with the police department tonight with the National Night Out. And thank you for changing the time of the meeting, because it's hard to be in two places at the same time. Our interim city administrator had called about the new scooper boxes that we tested out. We tested them out at the dog park and seemed to get pretty good reviews of it. So I think that slowly they're going to be replaced throughout the city, be less labor intensive too. You don't have to change them often. The ones we have now, you got to check them almost every day. Yeah.
And they look nicer too.
Yeah. So
I have heard folks previously commenting on lack of scooters.
We have them both still in the dog park, but
they'll be happy about that.
Good reviews on that.
We'll start changing them where we install the new beach access signs. Mm-hmm. We'll start there and then kind of gradually move across.
We put the new sign at the dog park. That's old news, it seems like, but a lot of good feedback on that. We did get some rusty benches off the front beach. We unburied a garbage can on the beach. We continue to mark the 15-foot circles around the fire hydrants. It seems to help the PD with that enforcement. The 28th Avenue beach access, we keep it clean and because of the children, summer camp kids go to the beach and they use 28th Avenue beach access.
How's the water level there?
I don't know.
I haven't been. 27. So it was bad 27.
I'll give you all an update on that. Construction for the 28th Avenue sidewalk.
Okay.
They're issuing the notice to proceed right after Labor Day. So we'll be seeing some movement on the construction from the Charleston. This is a Charleston County project that we submitted via TSD funding and was approved. And so we'll be seeing some construction at during the fall and winter.
Cool.
Okay. I'll try to keep an eye on that and include that in the report next time. And then we did help with the installations of parking bumpers at the municipal lot and help clean some debris and some miscellaneous items from that lot to provide more parking spaces.
I would say that I'd like the signage in the dog park. I think is
yeah, I like it too.
The placement of the sign in the park is better, and it's easier to just see it.
Well, I noticed people were not reading this sign, and it seemed as though every day I was going out getting children out of the dog park, and mm-hmm. and folks acted as though they didn't know. And I'm pretty sure they did know, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. So I looked and I said, you know, it's not in a good place. So that, and it didn't look good. We need to replace it anyway. So that's why we did what we did. And I think it is more visible. And
I think it's good too, right. If you're in the park and mm-hmm. somebody's being, there's an issue, you can refer to it and easily show.
Right.
You need to do X, right. Y, Z.
And we made the acquaintance area larger. I think that's been helpful too. Mm-hmm. So, if you observe, a lot of times you see things that need to be changed, and we try to make those changes when we see them. So I think it's been real positive, and because of the rain and the weather, our grass is growing back in the dog park. Of course, mm-hmm. winter time, it'll just go away again, but the rain has certainly helped with the grass.
Perfect.
I will say that I want to congratulate both the rec department and our animal control officer and livability. That work that they did at the municipal parking lot, it opened up 12 parking spaces.
Super.
By moving the dumpster, mm-hmm. cleaning it up. So mm-hmm. And I, you know, it just shows a good team effort to get mm-hmm. it done. And,
absolutely.
Not a lot of prompting. Mm-hmm. They're very proactive, and I want to say thank you.
That's
great.
You're welcome. Cool. Whatever we can do to help, we're there. And then last but not least, you'll see the cardi room visits and daily averages.
Okay. Cool.
Do you have any questions? Have at it.
With the cardio room, do you have a sense for, are the same people coming more or less every day? Do you see like new faces coming?
We have quite a few guests, people that are visiting, because the real estate companies or the rental properties let them know that the facility is available. So okay. We do have quite gotcha. A few walk-ins. And just recently, Holly, that does the front desk, said, you know, why don't we have a non-resident and a resident check-in? Mm-hmm. We were mm-hmm. having them all on one sheet. So we just started that. So that's going
to
be
nice to
pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm still going through because some of our residents are still signing. So, but I like those numbers. We do have the regular number. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3. There's 4 people that come in every single morning. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then the afternoon, there's 2 or 3 that I always see. So there is a group that are there just about every day, if not every other day. So mm-hmm. we do have our regulars.
Mm-hmm. As for the regulars though, in the cardio room, I mean, do you notice the trend where there's, I mean, we pull off the graphs, but I mean, do you notice where people are coming in not utilize or want to utilize it, but not utilize it because of the size, or you just, because it's one of the things that we heard a lot mm-hmm. during the focus groups and stuff like that as well, was mm-hmm. you know, trying to improve some of the recreation mm-hmm. fitness areas like that as well. Or
we did improve that room. But I think people are so grateful because it's there and it's free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing that we don't have that people do ask for is other equipment.
Yeah,
particularly the younger generation,
right.
You know, John's age and Susan's age, maybe, because they're looking for more resistance type equipment mm-hmm. As opposed to cardio. But
right.
The cardio seems, a lot of people like it. We do have some people that leave because we don't have the fitness resistance stuff.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see the usage on Sunday mm-hmm. for the cardio mm-hmm. room, I think.
Right. Cool.
And then the only other thing I want to touch base on was our summer camps. And basically now that we're wrapping up with summer camps and how we want to attack summer camp registration for next year.
Okay.
I know we tossed around some of the ideas, maybe have it on a Saturday, try to, if that's something you and your staff can start to work on, try mm-hmm. to, try to as accessible as possible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just one of the biggest things is, you know, a lot of people sometimes have to take off work just to sign up the kids to,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to sign them up. Or obviously even though we do, you know, we could go to the online registration, but the fees for that, and still people still have to come in to register in person. But
right.
if it's something to where folks could sign up on a,
okay, you know,
like a Saturday or something like that.
That's
well,
a good point. You know, we did look at online registration. We looked at using Active, mm-hmm, and those type, but it's difficult to make sure they are island residents.
Correct.
And I mean, there's that challenge there. And then there's a challenge of at what point do we know when we're full?
Correct.
Because if we're signing them up at the rec center and they're going on Active,
right,
those don't talk.
Talk, yeah.
And to get that module for RecTrack was so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only people that would use online registrations would be camp and maybe the youth athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But our programs, people are going to use it.
Right.
It's just,
yeah. Just one thought that we could explore that's super, that would be free and low tech and possibly easy, possibly not, but it's worth maybe considering, is just doing something like a Google form, which is effectively a survey, and sending emails to, you know, to residents and letting them know if you want to register early beforehand and pay online and select your dates. It would take 20 minutes to set up a Google form that had all of the camp dates, and then we could just say and come in and pay when you have a chance, but give them the opportunity to register. If we're still going to do it on a weekday instead of a Saturday or something like that, it's time stamped, and so we'd be, mm-hmm, able to say, well, sorry, we, you know, if we give enough kind of education around the way that, mm-hmm, we're doing it and say, hey, this isn't an online registration, we're just trying something out, mm-hmm, you might, if you're not a registering, if you're not a resident and you register, your registration isn't going to count.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put in your address. You would verify your address when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you register after the camp is full, we're going by timestamp of the, mm-hmm, survey. And we just open up the survey, you know, at whatever time we decide to send out the email. It would be, there's definitely some things that it would have to be resolved before we did it, but it would be something,
yeah,
that we could do to kind of address, okay, the citizen comments without having to buy something new.
Mm-hmm. And we could also do it because we already have a module with the website with, mm-hmm, Cognito Forms.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to move all the paper forms into an online version. So the business department, mm-hmm, has it.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. We recently worked with SC.gov, mm-hmm, on a software that's, I think it's either free or very, very accessible, very, mm-hmm, reasonable. Where we could accept trash when people want to buy another trash container, mm-hmm, they can pay online, and we've been adding to that. So there might be opportunities to, mm-hmm, at least try it that way next year through, mm-hmm, Cognito Forms, and because we could put a limit to the amount of registration that could, mm-hmm, that could be, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, accepted. So if, mm-hmm, the limit is 25, after, mm-hmm, the person 25 submits a form,
mm-hmm,
it closes. And of course, we'd have to think about the logistics of doing that. But I think that there might be opportunities to do it without having to buy the RecTrack module,
right?
Which was
very expensive. Let's talk about that.
I
see a lot of time that we're going to have to do because we're going to have to take all that stuff,
mm-hmm,
and then put it in RecTrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say, as somebody who's been through the registration process, mm-hmm, what you see going in is, you got like three people, mm-hmm, you and two other rec people, mm-hmm, and each person waits in line. And as camps are filling up, those parents are then making a decision. Like if you go walk in and say, I want to sign up for 3 or 4 weeks of camp, and I kind of know these are my possible weeks, mm-hmm, and then you find out, well, these three are filled up. There's a lot of in the moment, mm-hmm, decision making based on, mm-hmm, what's filling up is what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So that that might be something that you lose with that. But that,
yeah,
being said,
and while you're sitting in there, there's a lot going on too, because when someone comes in to sign up for summer camp, not only are they signed up for summer camp, they're signed up for basketball camp, mm-hmm, and soccer, mm-hmm, camp, mm-hmm, and
true,
they might be paying for total body challenge and. Which you would lose that. Is that a bad thing? I don't know.
Well, you may not have to lose it, but maybe it's just another option,
right,
for people who are not,
yeah,
who are only interested in signing up, mm-hmm, for,
well,
one
thing. Well,
that's
true. Right. Yeah. I definitely think we're hearing from people we want it to be easier.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saturday would be a big help for families, because that morning registration during getting kids off to school and work time, mm-hmm. I think, especially for some parents who are either single parents or have a traveling parent, is mm-hmm. extremely difficult to manage. So I think, and I've heard back from other people who said, yes, Saturdays would be super
okay.
helpful.
I don't have a problem with that. We can do that.
And I wonder too, so with the grandparents thing, I wonder if there's room to have resident registration open up, and even I know we talked about for grandparents are included in that resident mm-hmm. registration if they have out of
if their children live kids. 50 or 60 miles away.
This is for the grandparent who has kids who are going to be grandkids who are right. going to be visiting
for a week or two.
Right.
But then you do also have grandparents that who live in town who have kids. I don't know if there's a room to have like a day for mm-hmm. grandparents to have registration, like have residents and then have grandparents who...
But aren't they going to say, I'm a resident? I think you're discriminating with age.
Even to open it up to say, we have a grandparents' day for those grandparents who have kids who are closer. I don't know.
Well, the camp's full. Yeah. I mean, the camp fills up with island residents, and uh-huh. there are not that many grandparents mm-hmm. that registered their children.
Okay.
I would say less than half a dozen.
And I would say a lot of those grandparents register their children from the fact that a lot of times, the parents can't be there.
Right.
Because of, mm-hmm. Other priorities, work or whatever, right. so...
If it's less than half a dozen, it doesn't sound like it's something.
If you're registering for a resident, then that's...
There are very few grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's mostly residents.
Another is the Sullivan's Island kids. How have we handled that in the past?
They're non-residents.
They're non-residents, yep.
And we can't...
We register them with... during athletics, we register them with the Alapalms residents. Mm-hmm. However, we've upped the non-resident fee now at $25. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But they'll still be able to register with soccer, baseball, and mm-hmm. basketball at the same time Alapalms residents do. But normally, the only athletics that fill up would be the 3 and 4 year olds, mm-hmm. and that isn't what it used to be either. Uh-huh. That's kind of died down too.
Okay, so they're not having any trouble getting into athletics.
It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm.
I did have a Sullivan's Island parent say that there was still some that they definitely wish that they could have some priority in summer camp registration.
Summer camp. They're not a.
I'm a resident.
They aren't a resident.
But they're not. Yeah, I know. But I guess this was in the concept of we share the school. You all provide that there's this kind of it was also brought up during the school zoning issue where we were trying to
that's a Charleston County mm-hmm. school
mm-hmm. county versus municipality kind
mm-hmm. of. Well, true. I guess it was just more in a mm-hmm. not looking at the lines but looking at the sense of community mm-hmm. that we try to build
and it is
together.
But once again, you think about if you came to register your children and a Sullivan's Island person was in front of you and they got your space.
No, and I was thinking more of that kind of that after we have the window for residents, if there's
it is open.
Or if there's a moment to give Sullivan's that gets sticky.
Yep,
I guess.
They do.
We have a whole week for island residents. Mm-hmm. And then the next week we start off for non-residents and that goes 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it stays open about a month.
True.
So I
guess I'm thinking about, would you ever consider having like a preferential day for Sullivan's after Isle of Palms?
I doubt it.
We don't have, how do you...
Maybe I'm thinking out loud.
How do you
do much here?
Well, they're non-resident. How do you prioritize them over people that live in Seaside Farms right there across the connector? I mean, that's
right.
True.
They're non-residents. I think you've got to have the consistency.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that we have some time now mm-hmm. to look into it. and
absolutely.
Whether we go through and start looking and
I'll get with our interim city administrator and see what we can do. And
because it almost seems like a Saturday sign up would almost solve a lot of the issues that we have.
That would be easier for us to do that as opposed to, because if they do it with any other module, that's extra work for us to have to put that in.
Well, and I'll just say one final thing, is there a way to prevent people from doing the all-nighter, like, kind of discourage them from getting there before 6 o'clock to alleviate that pressure on everybody else?
I think we could. We'd have to get the police department involved because we do have signs that say no loitering after 10 p.m.
Right.
And nothing opens before sunset.
Right.
I mean, sunrise.
What about if you and your staff are open to doing it on Saturdays, then it doesn't have to be a Saturday morning event. You could be around noon, and that way
I think
you could discourage people. People can still be there early, but not be there, at the break of dawn.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing with doing online too, I have concerns. I think we can work them out. But if they don't already have a household
account,
then we have to create a household.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we found years ago, and if we do SCGov, if they can do a credit card, but we found if they don't have to pay a deposit, we get all kinds of people, and then they just don't.
Yeah,
they just don't call and say we're not going to make it, and then all of a sudden we have openings, and so that's why we created the $25 deposit, because people would just
sign up for all week.
Yeah, they would sign up for the whole summer.
Cancel the day before or...
Not cancel at all.
Well, it gives us time to work on it, so we'll go ahead and move forward.
I kind of like this Saturday idea.
So do I.
But you will look into the...
Absolutely.
Registration.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There's...
Okay. Old business update on Farmer's Market.
All right. I'll give you all a quick update. You all know that we'll be having the Farmer's Market on Thursdays, but in September through October. The deadline for interested vendors to apply to participate is August 30th. And they have reported to me that they've received approximately 40 submissions so far. They've already selected 9 food vendors to participate every week. It's a total of 8 weeks. Gruber Farms and Freeman Farms are gonna be participating, being the farmers again. Last year we had an issue for the first couple of weeks, we only had one farmer, and we received a lot of feedback wanting a little bit more competition and more option. It is a sensitive subject among farmers. They like being the only one, but we have they've been able to secure 2. They're having a little bit of difficulty in securing sponsors for the beer and wine sales. Like we had instructed them, reached out to the Allen businesses, and it's only open to Allen businesses who would want to participate selling beer and wine. I don't know the numbers of who has signed up so far, but what we might do is just, if there's only 6 or 5 that sign up, the idea initially was to have a different one each market and sort of be fair and have everybody, give everybody the opportunity to participate. But if they don't receive any more applications or there's no interest from other businesses, that then it might be open for some of them to participate twice. We've already signed the agreement with Charleston County PRC, and we have paid the rental fee, which was $1,200 that you all included in the budget to cover the parking fee. They're working on posters and logo to distribute along the businesses on the island and start promoting it heavily.
Super
cool.
That's where we are.
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how the changes I think are gonna really create a neat, not that it wasn't before, but take it in a even better direction for this year. So I'm excited about the farmers markets and thanks for
absolutely. Parking was the biggest complaint last year, and and I think it's still, it was still very successful. You know, you still have a lot of activity. So I am excited to see how free parking will really impact, and we'll get a lot of more community support.
And I think the changes are hopefully going to provide something for younger adults. And by younger adults, I mean 20-somethings, 30-somethings to get engaged with, hopefully. And so, yeah, I think I'm excited.
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect. Some Sunday rec opportunities. Kind of hit on
the only thing that we're going to do right now is the basketball. I just don't have any resources or anyone that wants to teach anything on Sundays.
I think that's the biggest thing is just making it available.
Right. Because we're challenged right now with what we're doing. I just don't think I can do any more right now.
If we know of teachers who would like to offer classes, then we should just put them in touch with you.
Would that
be helpful? Is that something you would like for us to do? I guess is my real question.
You can, you know, what we try not to do is take away from our existing instructors. They don't make that much money with us. But yeah, if someone's interested, get them, send them to me, and we'll, as you know, our instructors are employees, so they'll have to go through the orientation and et cetera, but we'll see what we can do.
None of them are interested in doing a Sunday class at all? That's a shame, because I think there would be a group of people who are maybe not able to take advantage as much during the week who would like to have that opportunity on Sundays.
Well, you know, we have Saturday classes, and we have, and most of our instructor teaches 4 or 5 days a week. So, you know, Sunday is their family time.
I'm just surprised that maybe that wouldn't actually work well for some people. Sunday, I think, could work well.
Well, I think the fact that we're going through and initiating change there already, doing it, and I mean, obviously, so we're just seeing how the need will be. I mean, I'm sure we will be busy, but the last time we did open up on Sundays, we it kind of fizzled. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. So hopefully, times change, and you know,
we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes, and we can add on activities or events or whatever.
Well, like you say, if it's successful, you know, maybe someone will say, well, maybe we should try this class or that class.
That's one of those things.
The more we do on Sunday, the more it's going to take more resources from us too. So,
And we're aware of that, and we just want to be able to just have the doors open.
Absolutely.
Perfect. New business, there's nothing listed. I don't have anything. So, miscellaneous none. Perfect. We'll set our next meeting date. Hard to believe it's September.
It's out of control.
It is out of control. I used to think my mother and father were crazy when they talked about the older you get, the faster it goes. They were right. Absolutely right.
I see it.
That same Tuesday would be the 4th.
Day after Labor Day.
No, I'm looking at it now. I don't think I'm going to even be here. I leave town on Thursday. Maybe sometime that week, maybe. Anybody? 5th or
6th? What? Oh, you know what? Can we skip over to October? I'm not going to be here the 1st of September. Be out of town. I don't know of anything in September.
The only thing that we'll have is just update on farmers market stuff, but not that that's going to really impede us at all.
It'll start that week.
It'll start that
week.
Right.
The first farmers
market. We can meet later in the month, right?
But kind of puts the pressure on Marie in the minutes. And I mean, you could go, if you wanted to, you could go the following week if you wanted to. How long are you going to be going
there? I will not be back until the 12th or 13th. And
okay.
I'm going to be slammed with the wellness fair.
Oh, okay. Follow up to that as well. Well, we can. Yeah, and if we have anything come up, then we can schedule a special meeting. And
that'll work.
I think we can manage.
Do we want to schedule the October meeting for the record? Or do you want to wait?
No, we'll go ahead and schedule for the 9th right now.
October 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
9 a.m. same time.
John?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
But October 9 at 9.
Were we not trying to meet at 5?
I mean, yes.
Oh,
okay. I mean, this is to me one of the committees where we would hope to see some more citizen involvement, mm-hmm. versus like,
right.
Personnel is an example for me of public right. works or ones where mm-hmm. I might probably right. would see less citizen involvement. This is one where we'd like to encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we haven't seen that. But I think, I mean...
Besides Mr. Ryan.
I would say in 21 years, mm-hmm. there have been very few.
Right.
No matter. Very little.
No matter what time.
Because if folks want something, they normally call.
Yeah.
And if we can provide it, we provide it. I mean...
Well, I mean, I have heard right. from people in that basketball group who
right.
have said, but I don't know that the difference between 8:30 and 5... Neither one is a good time for that group. A lot of them travel you know, are at work until mm-hmm. 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. It's kind of a toss out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. I feel the same way. Like, 5 o'clock doesn't really help.
No.
Right. People, 8:30, 8 or 5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, there's no great time.
So at 5, you have to leave work an hour early. If it's at
right.
9, you have to go to work an hour late. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
No. It doesn't matter.
So I personally don't care.
Okay. Let's just schedule the same time and then.
Nine.
Yep.
So we're sticking with 9. So
9. For right now, yeah.
Okay. October the 9th.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my grandma's birthday.
Is it?
Aw. No, it's the 5th. I'm sorry. I need to write it down now.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good.